This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Election Commission of India, ECI, will launch the second round of Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise today, covering 9 states and 3 union territories with a combined electorate of around 51 crores. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on February 7, 2026. This marks the second phase of the SIR following its implementation in Bihar, where the final electoral roll containing nearly 7.42 crore names was published on September 30. The new phase will include the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. According to the AC, the SIR aims to ensure that no eligible citizen is left out of the rolls while removing ineligible names, including illegal migrants. Under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot initiative, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming discussion, noting that women are contributing with great dedication to ensure the victory of the BJP. NDA Alliance in the Bihar Assembly elections, he further emphasized that their active participation in the campaign is strengthening the journey of democratic process in Bihar. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Neem Karoli Baba's ashram, Kanchi Dham, in Nainital this morning. Kanchi Dham temple management said that due to the president's visit, devotees have been urged to come to the temple only after 12 noon today. President Murmu will also attend the 20th convocation ceremony of Kumaon University, Nainital today. She arrived in Nainital yesterday, the second day of her three-day visit to Uttarakhand. For security reasons, the district has been declared a drone no-fly zone. Minister for Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandaviya, will lead the Indian delegation to the Second World Summit for Social Development, WSSD2, to be held in Doha, Qatar, from today to the 6th of this month. During the summit, Dr. Mandaviya will represent India's vision of inclusive and equitable growth at the International Labour Organization, ILO, Ministerial Dialogue on Global Coalition for Social Justice. He will address the high-level roundtable on strengthening the three pillars of social development, sharing India's transformative journey toward inclusive and digitally enabled growth. India has sent 10,000 doses of rabies vaccine and 2,000 vials of rabies immunoglobulin to Timor-Leste to help the island nation tackle a rabies outbreak. India also reaffirmed its role as a trusted and reliable health partner to the global south. According to the World Health Organization, Timor-Leste reported its first human rabies case in March 2024. Republican congressman and the co-chair of the India caucus, Rich McCormick, has called for a stronger India-US partnership, saying the two nations together could usher in another generation of global peace. Speaking at an event in Hudson Institute, McCormick said that the Trump administration should keep friends like India close to the US. McCormick also praised India's space program and its achievement of becoming the first country in the world to successfully land a spacecraft near the dark side of the moon in 2023. Grandmasters Narayanan SL and Deepthayan Ghosh won both their rapid games to clinch their spots in the second round of the FIDE World Cup 2025, while Aronya Ghosh joined them with a clinical performance in the second stage of round one tiebreak in Panaji yesterday. Six Indians had already booked their second round spots on Sunday and will join eight others who had received a bye in the first round by virtue of being among the top 50 ranked players in the competition. The FIDE World Cup is being played as a single elimination knockout tournament with 206 players from 82 countries vying for the coveted Vishwanathan Anand Cup, named after the Indian legend. And that is the end of this news bulletin.